waste in space on this moment of science. Last time we talked about how astronauts eat and drink under weightless conditions in space. Today, we'll cover the next question kids love to ask. How do astronauts go to the bathroom in space? It may sound silly, but it's really a good question, because weightlessness does make a visit to the latrine a tricky proposition. Weightlessness poses two main problems in the bathroom. The first is that the astronaut could drift away from the bowl at any time. But there's a simple solution. They put on thigh and foot restraints in order to go to the john. The second dilemma is a bit more complicated. Here on Earth, gravity assures that our waste falls downward, away from the body. But under weightless conditions, body waste has the disconcerting tendency to hover close to wherever it exited the body. On the earliest space flights, astronauts had to tape a bag to their bodies to catch the waste. But that got pretty messy, so don't try it at home. Today, astronauts actually use flushing toilets, but the toilets flush with air instead of water. First, the airflow draws the waste away from the body, then flushes it into storage tanks. All of the liquid waste from the spacecraft is stored together in a holding tank, which is periodically dumped overboard, where the liquid evaporates. Solid waste, on the other hand, goes into a container that's exposed to the vacuum of space. The vacuum completely dries out the solid waste, which is taken back to Earth for disposal. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Amy Bro, with help from astronaut Joseph Tanner. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander. Thank you.